The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Wednesday, January 17th, 2007, the first presidential release of this brand new year, and this is presidential release number 347. I want to begin with the glad news that Austin James Riccobono was born to Mark and Melissa Riccobono on December 13th, 2006. Now, I have statistics about good old Austin here someplace. Here it is. He was born at 6:15 p.m. He weighed 7 pounds, 5.6 ounces. He was 20.4 inches long. Mom, Dad, and Austin are all doing very well, and they greatly enjoyed their first Christmas together as a family, says Mark Riccobono. I have talked with Austin myself personally, and although he's not yet a great conversationalist, he is a delightful companion, so congratulations to all of the Riccobonos, especially the newest Riccobono. I have sad news for you. Christy Bowman works here at the National Center for the Blind and has been doing so for some time. She's been working with folks on the March for Independence and the Imagination Fund and things like that. She has had a daughter die on January 8th, suddenly and unexpectedly. Mackenzie Bowman Stewart died that day. She was 13 years old. And so you might keep Christy and her daughter, Mackenzie, in your prayers. She has a surviving daughter, Zoe, and it is good to keep all of the Bowmans in your prayers. I should also tell you of the death of Patty Brown McGahan, who is a longtime worker at the Louisiana Center for the Blind. Many of you will know Patty. She died of a stroke on December 31st of 2006. It was also unexpected. It was a massive stroke. She will be greatly missed. She had a great impact on a lot of the National Federation of the Blind, and you might keep her in your prayers. On the 4th of January of 2007, I must also tell you of the death of Doris Schaff. This is Pat Maurer's mother. She had been ill, quite ill, for the last 3 years. It was not unexpected that she would die, but she did die on that day. So you might keep Patricia and me and Grandpa in your prayers. Patricia is doing quite well, I'm pleased to say, and Grandpa is doing as well as might be expected. He and Grandma were married for 60 years, and so there is a loneliness in his family, but she had been so sick for so long that, as he put it, it is a blessing that she died. I am also sorry to have to tell you, I have just learned of the death of Joan Bills of Utah, who in the 1970s, if memory serves, served as president of the National Federation of the Blind of Utah. Joan Bills is the mother of Sharon Smith, who is married to Carl Smith. Carl Smith himself has served as president of the National Federation of the Blind of Utah, and he is an active and energetic officer of the National Federation of the Blind of Utah today. Joan Bills was also an author. She wrote poetry that has been published. She has served as a member of the board of the National Federation of the Blind of Utah, and she has also served on the advisory committee to the Agency for the Blind there. So you might keep the Smiths and Joan Bills and the Bills family in your prayers. I am sorry to have to tell you of her death. I want to move to things surrounding the Washington Seminar. We have an announcement here from Scott LaBar, who says that the National Association of Blind Lawyers, in conjunction with the Washington Seminar, will have a continuing legal education luncheon, which will cost $45 for those seeking continuing legal education and $30 for others who want to come to the luncheon. The Commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Christine Griffin, will be making the major address at this education luncheon. It'll happen on the 29th of January, and if you would like more information about it, you can contact Scott LaBar. His email address is slabar, that's S-L-A-B-A-R-R-E, at LaBar Law, that's LaBarrelaw.com, or you can call him at 303-504-5979. The luncheon will take place, of course, at the Holiday Inn Capital Southwest, so if you want more information, you can get a hold of Scott LaBar. There are going to be some other things about the Washington Seminar, and here is an announcement from Jim McCarthy, who is Director of Governmental Affairs for the National Federation of the Blind. It says, I look forward to seeing you all at another Washington Seminar at our Great Gathering In meeting, which will be kicking it off on January 29, 2007 at 5 p.m. Fact sheets are now available to be downloaded from our website, which is www.nfb.org, on the Laws and Legislation page. I want to share a couple of changes to the usual administrative procedures that will be implemented for this year's Washington Seminar. An email address has been established for Federationists to provide information regarding your appointments with Hill members and staff. Please email appointments to hillappointments@nfb.org. In your email, indicate whether or not you are scheduled to see the member of Congress, the date and time of your appointment, and the state affiliate you represent. One person from each affiliate should be responsible for emailing the appointments. And note that even if you provide appointments by email, you will need to make your usual visits to the Mercury Room to collect literature, fact sheets, and committee assignments. Mr. John Perret, who is Director of Public Relations, is committed to publicizing our Washington Seminar. The plan is to highlight our activities with local media in the places where Federationists live. To make this happen, John asks that you provide him with any dates and times when you expect to meet actual members of Congress. Either call or email this information to him. He can be reached by phone at 410-659-9314, extension 2371, or by email at jparee, that's J-P-A-R-E, at nfb.org. It is critical that the public continues to become acquainted with the efforts of the NFB to change what it means to be blind in this country, so get this information to John. National Center staff, who play an important part in this event, are anticipating another exciting and successful Washington Seminar. We will see you soon. So says Jim McCarthy. In the last few weeks, we have had a meeting of coordinators for the Youth Slam here at the National Center. The coordinators recorded some commercials for the Youth Slam event, which is coming up this next summer. Each of the coordinators was asked to participate in an activity to make commercials for the Youth Slam, and there was a vote about which of the commercials for the Youth Slam was the greatest. The top three of these have been recorded, and I now give you one of those which came out as one of the best of the commercials for the Youth Slam.
As I walk down the runway to get on the plane, I thank my lucky stars that I'm using my cane. It's just perfect for a blanket like me. I'm heading to a cool place, the NFB. Gonna use my mind for science and math. Cause being blind don't deter my path. Gonna learn some cool stuff and lots of new skills so I can get a job and pay all them bills. Just when you think that your day is done, every single night gonna have lots of fun. Talent shows, dances, movies and more. Moving and grooving on the dance floor. It's gonna rock, we're gonna jam. See you this summer at the Youth Slam. Peace.
Here is an announcement about improvements to NFB Newsline from Scott White. The NFB Newsline team and I have been excited about the addition of TV listings and hope you share in our enthusiasm to herald this arrival. There is a copy of a press release that went out from our public relations office. It says, Breakthrough Technology provides TV listings to the blind free, on demand, service available to millions. Baltimore, Maryland, December 20th, 2006. The National Federation of the Blind has partnered with Tribune Media Services to add television listings to NFB Newsline, the nation's largest on demand news service for the blind. Beginning today, blind and visually impaired Americans will have independent access to their local TV listings all in one place, only a telephone call away. Eric Duffy, a Columbus, Ohio native and blind parent of two children, said, It is so important to find quality television programming for young children. Now I can choose appropriate TV shows for my children, just like any other sighted parent. Garrick Scott of Atlanta, Georgia, hosts a weekly sports talk show. Watching sports is a huge part of my life, and this new capability makes it infinitely easier to find what I want to watch, Scott said. By simply entering the zip code, source of TV reception, and time zone, blind users will have quick and easy access to their local TV listings. The listings are interactive, as the user can navigate and choose between date, time, and channel listings. After a user enters the local zip code, he or she is presented with a list of cable and satellite providers in the area. The user can also indicate the use of a television antenna. Mark Maurer, president of the National Federation of the Blind, said, The sheer volume of information that blind people will now have access to is astonishing. Finally, blind television viewers can find out what's on any channel at any time and within seconds. Over 50,000 NFB Newsline subscribers already enjoy the free electronic newspaper service, which carries 242 newspapers and magazines to 41 states and the District of Columbia. So, newspapers have been on the Newsline service for over a decade. Now there are television listings as well. Here is an announcement from Jerry Lazarus, who says, "We are quickly approaching the 2007 celebration scheduled for Friday evening, March 30th, in the Members Hall of the NFB Jernigan Institute. A host of restaurants will provide a variety of food and drink for our guests while they bid on silent auction items. Following a short program, the Mood Swings, a 21-piece big band orchestra, will complete the evening by playing for your dancing enjoyment. NFB members are encouraged to attend the celebration and take the opportunity to meet and socialize with our sponsors and friends. More information about the celebration is on our website under Upcoming Events. Tickets are $75 each and will be available through the website or by calling 410-659-9314, extension 2419. In addition, please be aware that members can arrange for rooms at the National Center on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact me, that's Mark Maurer, at 410-659-9314 if you're longing to stay at the National Center for the Blind. 2007 has now come, and the 2007 convention of the National Federation of the Blind will be occurring in Atlanta, Georgia. Convention registration will be happening here at the National Center sometime soon, and convention reservations at the hotel are now available. You can call the hotel in Atlanta, or you can get reservations for the hotel by going to our website, that's nfb.org, and you will find in the recent events section of the website a way to get to hotel reservations. You can go directly to hotel reservations and do your reserving of hotel rooms. If you want to call the hotel, there are two telephone numbers that are listed there. One is a toll number. This is a number that you call direct to the hotel and you pay for the call, and that's 404-521-0000. Or you can call a toll-free number at 888-218-5399. As I said, you can use our own website to get there. We have a link directly to the hotel. This is the Marriott Marquis. You can go to the website of the NFB and then get your reservations made. It is time to begin thinking about the 2007 Convention of the National Federation of the Blind. We have recorded a number of suggestions about building chapters and affiliates of the National Federation of the Blind, and Ron Gardner has been doing that in the state of Utah. He is our president of the National Federation of the Blind of Utah. He is also working on the March for Independence, which will happen at next summer's convention of the National Federation of the Blind. Here to talk about chapter building and our March for Independence is Ron Gardner.
Hi, Federationists. It's good to be with you again. Today, I am going to talk to you about a chapter activity that you can hold in your chapters, and also talk to you about the National Federation of the Blind March for Independence. Now, how do these two relate to each other? Like this. What we're finding is that people want to be marchers in the March for Independence in Atlanta. We're going to have the first ever March for Independence on July 3, 2007. It's going to be a 5K march in downtown Atlanta, and we're going to have over 1,000 people on the streets of Atlanta. We'll have news media there. It's going to be a very exciting event. What we're finding, though, is that some Federationists are not sure how to make the ask. And so we're today suggesting that you join the enthusiasm that we all feel about the March for Independence with a chapter activity. Many times people want to ask for money, but they're afraid. They don't know what to say or how to say it. We suggest that you, as chapter presidents, plan a chapter activity in which you do some role-playing. Now, don't discount this because it really can be fun. We understand that sometimes when you're asking somebody to make a pledge for the March for Independence, you can be a little nervous, you get a little tongue-tied, maybe you're not sure quite what to say. And so we're suggesting that you plan a safe environment in which you can practice making this ask, making this request. People like Dr. Maurer and Mrs. Jernigan and Betsy Zabrowski and others are very suave and very adept in how they make the ask. We've talked to some of them, and this is the suggestion they've given us. Let's plan a chapter activity in which you take turns as individuals using the words, using the phrasing, and making the ask. In other words, have one person at a time get up in front of the chapter and list off three different people that they would like to request money from or in the form of a pledge. For example, recently I went to my eye doctor, and at the end of the eye examination he said, okay, do you have any questions? And I said, well, no, I don't have any questions, but I have a question for you. And then I told him about the March for Independence, and right at the end I said, would you sponsor me in this march? And he said, sure. My suggestion is that you identify different people that you would like to ask. A neighbor, a member of your church congregation, somebody at work, a family member, and practice making that ask in front of your chapter, and then ask for feedback. Did I sound confident? Did I stumble? Was I tongue-tied? What words would be good? Fellow Federationists, we have to get over the fear, the individual fear that we feel in asking people for money. If you think about it, the National Federation of the Blind is one of the most high-quality charitable organizations in the United States. We help individuals. We give people hope. Our cause is a good cause, and it's a cause that other people want to give to. They won't give us money if they don't know we need it. We have to ask for it. Plan an exciting chapter event and let people role-play about how to make this ask for the March for Independence. Thank you very much.
This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have some of the customary endings. These are from Christina Wadia, who is secretary to the president of the National Federation of the Blind. She says, the man came to the psychiatrist's office and said, doctor, I need your help. I think I'm a dog. When the psychiatrist said, well, sit down and we'll talk about it, the man said, I can't. I'm not allowed on the couch. Two cowboys were in the kitchen. Which one is the real cowboy? The one on the range. Or, what do you call a schizophrenic Zen Buddhist? A man that is at two with the universe.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.